Authorities arrest, charge man suspected of burning down campaign signs supporting President Trump, Representative Devin Nunes. By Penny Starr on October 20, 2020. The Office of the District Attorney for the County of Tulare in California has charged a man with a long criminal record with allegedly twice burning down campaign banners supporting President Donald Trump and Representative Devin Nunes, RCA. District Attorney Tim Ward announced on Monday the filing of criminal charges against Adan Aguilar, 43, for the arson that took place on October 10. "This type of conduct will not be tolerated," Ward said in the announcement. "We are ardent supporters of free speech, but as I have said before, when that speech becomes action and that action is illegal, protections of the First Amendment are no longer sacrosanct." As Breitbart News reported, farmers in California rebuilt a structure they erected to put up signage in support of Trump and Nunes after the first structure made of haystacks was burned down. The structure was built on John Doe Lee's Loggers Hay Farm, and the two fires took out $10,000 worth of hay bales. "These left-wing thugs are attacking a good citizen who's peacefully exercising his constitutional rights," Nunes told Breitbart News. "They don't believe in freedom of speech or private property. Yet the media would have you believe it's conservatives who are committing violence." The announcement of Aguilar's arrest details current charges and other criminal activities he already has on his record. Aguilar is charged with arson during a state of emergency, arson of property, vandalism causing more than $400 of damage, and contempt of court. The charges are enhanced with the special allegation that the crimes were committed while on bail in two separate cases. Aguilar currently has four additional open criminal cases for felony child abuse, violation of a court order, criminal threats, and felony evading. Aguilar is currently on bail for child abuse and criminal threats cases. Aguilar possesses a 2001 prior strike for second-degree murder in Nevada. If convicted of those latest charges, Aguilar could face 21 years in prison. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.